Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Mr. D-O-double-R, I say, yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job.
Check.
Fresh inside.
Check.
It's an outside frame in the trunk wide.
Yeah.
All the rims big.
Yeah.
Good ride, good.
Good.
Lean back, right hand.
Come
on. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Hey.
Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Hey.
Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
When we hit that old goal, nigga, gotta look twice. Nigga, gotta look twice. Come on, shit so nice. You ain't looking at the rims, then you blinded by the ice. I ain't talking about the shit around my wrist. Nah, I'm talking about this here. All around the gear shift. I think I got the coldest car game in the city.
City.
Fuck riding, stock them off the lot, looking pretty.
Pretty.
I got your mouth dropped saying,
he ain't do that, did it?
Nigga, yes, I did. Nigga, yes, I did. I got them chrome wheels, black lip, peanut butter dad.
Hey.
Six speed with a chip, motherfucker.
Hey.
Love it when you niggas run up on me in some trash.
Hey.
Switch lanes fast in the dash and keep riding.
Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Hey.
Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Ken, no one's answering.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hi, I have We the Kings here.
Okay, is it Travis, right? Travis, is that what we have?
Hold on 1 second.
Hey, what's up? This is Travis.
Hey, Travis, how's it going, man?
I'm going pretty well right now. Just a busy day getting ready for our CD release party here in New York City.
Okay, glad to have you on, man. Glad you took time out to speak with us, man. I'm not going to keep you long, man. I know you're busy. But I want to talk about your new single that you have out. So it's entitled "Say You Like." So you say you like me. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Now, what is the single about? What does it talk about? Is it someone that you like, or what is it about?
Pretty much, this is like my anthem as growing up, like as a redhead. When you know, like you're in school and stuff, and you know it's like hard to get people to like you, especially as a redhead. This is kind of like my anthem, kind of reflecting my entire life. So pretty much just saying, like, just screw all the mind games and everything like that. And if you like somebody, just say that you like them. And it's actually really cool. It's the first song that musically we've been able to kind of throw in our Florida vibe. We're all Florida kids, and so it's when you listen to it, it's almost got kind of like a reggae feel to it, and that's why we're so excited about it. I think it's one of the best songs I've ever written, and just everybody in the band is so excited to actually have this as our single.
Okay. Now, did the band write and produce this track, or did someone else do it?
Our whole record was done by produced by Sam and Sluggo, and they did our first records as well. I don't know. It's one of those things, like, co-writing a song is, like, really weird. And so, like, when you find someone that you actually really connect with and that it makes it feel easy, we just try to stick with them. So that's been Sam and Sluggo for us. And so they did this entire record as well as the other two, and they did Say You Like Me as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you guys going to go be on tour, right? Are you guys going on tour?
We're getting ready to. We just flew back from Tel Aviv, Israel. We were filming a music video out there, and then we flew in to the States and started rehearsals for a couple of days in Atlanta, and then we did a couple shows at like the county fair and Six Flags and theme parks and stuff like that, and now we're in New York City getting ready to go to our CD release party, and then from here we play our very first show of the tour at Simon Mall in Long Island, and then we fly to St. Louis to meet up with the tour bus. So our schedule has been kind of wacky this past 2 or 3 weeks getting ready to set up for this for the new record Sunshine Clay to Mine, and now I don't know, we're just getting ready to dive into it all.
Right. Well, congratulations on the album. I know it's on. They can purchase it on iTunes today, right?
Yes, it actually came out 2 days ago. It was the number one alternative record right when it came out, and we couldn't have been more excited. All of our family was just so proud of us. Everybody at the label management, this is the first time that I think everybody's on the same page, and this record, I believe, is going to change our band for the rest of our lives.
Well, congratulations on the album, man. If you could tell me quickly, man, what does the album talk about? Sunshine State of Mind, what does it talk about?
The title just in general kind of describes how the record is going to sound. It's just it's hopefully going to be everybody's summer anthem record, you know, 2011, and pretty much it has a lot of the same you know, lyrical concepts as our other two records. You know, it's important to, for me at least, when I'm writing a song, to not stray too far away from, you know, what I know and what I'm about, and as well as like what our fans know, to, you know, to be about We the Kings. And and so a lot of lyrical content is similar to the other records, but actually I had my first breakup, you know, I just naturally wrote a song about breaking up. It's a song called Over You, and that's the first heartbreak song that we've actually ever had on a record. And apart from that, there's a song kind of like about a graduation. It not necessarily like a high school graduation, but just more of like you know, graduating a different part of your life and going into the next step of everything. And I don't know, I think with even those two alone, we just never had songs that are like that. There's songs about you know, teenage angst. There's songs about just growing up in general, and how life is crazy at times and how life is slow, and you just want to get out and break out from your hometown or from what seems normal. I don't know, I think the dynamism for this record is much greater than the other two.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything you want to say to your fans, man? I can't let them in right now. I know you're on a tight schedule. They're dying to speak, but is there anything you want to say to them?
Yeah, I mean, they're the reason. Our fans are the reason that we exist as a band. There's really no other reason that we could have done this. And so, you know, I want them to know that when we release a record, it's not We the Kings releasing Sunshine State of Mind. It's our entire fan base, because, you know, they put us here, and they've given us the inspiration to write this.
Yeah.
The year. So.
Go ahead.
And so that's just that's just an overall thank you and I love you to every one of our fans that are out there.
All right, they're listening in, man. I don't want to keep you, man. I know you're on a tight schedule here, man. But I'm gonna say this, man. I'm disappointed, man, that I wasn't invited to the release party, man. I'm disappointed, man.
Are you in New York City right now?
Well, of course, we do the show in New York City.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah, you're more than welcome to come. Our marketing girl at our label was supposed to invite everybody, so I'm sure that your invite was there. Just got mixed up, but I'm gonna actually give the phone over to Becky right now. She'll invite you, but you're definitely welcome to come and party with us. That'd be awesome.
All right, no problem, man.
All right, here's Becky.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Beck.
Hi. All
right. Now, I didn't mean for to put you on the line. We're on live air. But can you get him back on and give his shout-outs and everything? And I'll call you personally when we get off the air.
Okay.
Back on.
So I'll give you shout-outs, man, and your website so the fans can go check it out.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, what's up? This is Travis from We the Kings, and I just want to thank all of our fans that are out there that have made it possible for us to release our new CD, Sunshine State of Mind. It's out on iTunes right now. It's going to be in stores this coming Tuesday, so go pick it up and let me know on Twitter at Travis R. Clark what you think about it. And until then, I will see you at a show sometime soon. Later.
All right, Travis. Thanks a lot, man.
Hi, later, man.
Shout out to We the Kings. Make sure you check out their album, Sunshine State of Mind. I believe it's in stores July 12th, but you can purchase it online on iTunes at it says Sunshine State of Mind. It's available on iTunes, so you can pick it up from there, or you can wait July 12th to pick it up in stores. It's a great album. The hit single on it is Slay Say You Like Me, which is already great. I've heard the track. It's brilliant. So make sure you guys go support We the Kings. They're a very, very talented pop group. So make sure you support them. Thank you so much for listening to them. I'll jump into a track, and I'll be right back. Yes.
Trying to see how many I can fit in my Lambo. I never go raw, stay strapped.